This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Bashimisa data ya bugai ngangwezi.
You know, the days of wasted data and surprise charges will soon be over. This is after ICASA, our regulator in the country, introduced new rules and forced rollovers, prioritize older bundles, and give users full control of their airtime. And of course, this comes after widespread outrage over the rising costs of mobile data and complaints from users losing bundles before they can even be fully used. The new rules aim to protect consumers and make mobile services fairer. I know that pain. I don't know if it happens to everyone, but with my network provider, I buy airtime, and if I don't make a call right now and call whoever, when I try in 3 hours, the airtime is no longer there. Like, and I always wonder, where does it go? So we're talking this morning to social media legal consultant Lerato Ntwampe, who's on the line joining us. We're going to be talking to Mr. Johnson. I guess about, is it my service provider, or is there something in my contract that I don't know what's going on? Kiraga airtime. Let's say I get to my 50 rand.
Yeah, 50 rand, yeah.
I make a call. And after making that call, there's still airtime left. I'm sure of it. But let me tell you, in the afternoon, if I try to make a call, it's already, I've run out of airtime.
Really?
I'm telling you, I don't even know how.
I've never experienced that.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly. So anyway, we're talking to social media legal consultant Lerato Ntwampe, who's joining us on the line. Morning, Lerato. How are you doing?
Good morning, and Paul and Joan. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great.
We are good, and it looks like everything is about to get much, much better. Honestly, it looks like, you know, things are coming together. So, I mean, it's not the first time that we're hearing of this resolution. How long has the battle for data to not expire been going on for?
Sure. Since 2022, obviously there was an intention to amend the regulations. And obviously the Constitution does allow, you know, for the parties involved, in this case, the mobile operators and mobile virtual operators, to actually comment and to share their views. And essentially that's what has happened. They've shared their views. ICASA then has considered some of them and has implemented them based on the concerns that they had, based on what was presented before. So now it seems like, you know, they're moving forward with, you know, with some of the suggestions that were made by the mobile operators. And essentially, they're also sticking to their guns in saying that this is going to happen, whether some of you agree or not.
All right. Maybe try to break it down for us in terms of explaining the new rules that ICASA have now introduced and what it means for us as the end user.
Okay. So basically what it means is that, you know, data, or well, it's not called data bundle. So that was essentially the contention. Now data, it means bundle. So bundle means it can be a set of data, it can be voice minutes, it can be SMSs, or it can be a combination, which is going to be valid for a specific period. It can either be sold as a single price or for a set of services that are included. So it means that all the bundles now can be rolled over, but only bundles that are valid for 7 days. So if you buy, for example, a bundle of 30 days, and within that 30 days, khosala data or khosala voice minutes or khosala some SMSs, it means that they will roll over to the next month for the period that is left.
Uh-huh,
right?
Okay.
So that's one of that. So anything less than 7 days doesn't apply.
Okay.
Any promotional bundle. So usually you'll know some of these mobile providers will have like a promotional bundle. Mm-hmm. So that won't apply. So it doesn't apply. So those don't apply when it comes to rollover data. And then you mentioned earlier how sometimes you run out of airtime. So that's also coming to an end, because essentially what would happen was that if you run out of data, then it would automatically opt in and basically buy you data or use your airtime as data, which we obviously know is usually higher than the cost of data per megabyte. So that now, so they're now there are new rules now to end the silent hour. So it's called the silent hour bundle billing, which obviously charges your airtime. So now you have to actually opt in. So you have to physically opt in whether you're using USD, and also that is to prevent, any. So, for example, if you have a contract and then your amount of money has now run out, and now you start using money that you don't have, and then you get a statement at the end of the month. So that's also going to come to an end. So basically, those are the major ones. There are also, others. For example, operators need to notify customers that they've reached either 50% or 80% or 100% of the bundle of usage. So that could either be by SMS, if it's a contract or it's a prepaid, you have to receive those notifications that, okay, that's how how all your messages or your voice message are now 50, 80, 100%. Yeah. We have seen other service providers already doing that. So that's also something now that it's mandatory. They have to basically adhere to that, give people notice that Etania Fela or your minister are coming to an end, the rollover as well. And also there is the transfer, the bundle transfer, that Dakaya Haya Fela, in a few you can transfer it to a friend, or you can transfer it to a family member if they use the same network. So if they use the same network, you can also transfer certain bundles. But as I mentioned, promotional bundle is not applicable. So you have to ensure that the way you buy your data is not going to disadvantage you. And unfortunately, Paul, it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow.
Hi, Bo. I was about to ask.
23 January. So 23 January 2027.
Hi.
So it's only going to be effective in 12 month time, and this is obviously to allow the operators to give them an opportunity to adapt to their billing systems, and also to adapt to their product offering. So as happy as we are, we also need to face the reality that unfortunately we may be required to pay more for that.
I was about to say
they have to figure out a way of how they're actually going to make their money, because in the arguments that they did make, they did say it is potentially going to risk increasing their costs, which means that it will increase. But I mean, we'll monitor it and see how it will go. But essentially, those are the new rules as per the end user and subscriber service charter regulation.
Please monitor it. Please monitor strongly. Whoever is monitoring, please monitor strongly. Because I'm telling you right now, Lerato, the next 12 months, we're going to be milked dry before these things come in. And even when they come in, the pricing is going to be tricky. So please monitor, monitor, monitor. Because we are out here celebrating. But I'm telling you, they're going to come with one.
Do you know what's interesting? I think it's so interesting, check what your service provider actually said in the submissions, because some of them, you're just like you shouldn't be saying that.
Exactly.
So I think it's important also for consumers to see what other, service providers have said in the submissions, because it will help them determine where they can go. As I've mentioned, there are already, service providers or mobile operators who are offering some of these things. So check, maybe you can abandon and find a new operator that will offer you all the nice things.
Yeah, okay, we're going to have to leave you here. We're out of time. I thank you so much for being so informative, Lerato. I appreciate your time and your insights. That's social media legal consultant, Lerato Ntwampi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.